You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters. With 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Festive decor, Black Friday scores,
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sandy Q&A, which today is brought to you from a bunch of small industrial units in Biggleswade, where I've just tipped. It's been a decent week in fairness. So I'm one job off my target and it's now 8:45 in the morning, half 8. I should be looking, I have been looking, but also things to do at the weekend. So I thought I'd get my Q&A done, get it uploaded, ready to go out on Sunday. Which leads us to last week's mistakes, which normally comes later on in the thing. Last week's mistakes, as one of you said, Sunday Q&A on a Monday. Yeah, because being the prize lemon that I am, I recorded it on Friday, like I'm doing now, then scheduled it for the wrong day. Brilliant. And then normally what I would do is on a Sunday, I'd check it to make sure it was all up and everything was fine. But Sunday morning, I was up at the yard with Mark. I met him up there at 7:30 and we was up there till 10:30, doing a load of welding on the tailgate and some bits and pieces and some tidying up. And then, of course, I had to go. I come home, a little shifty round, and then off to the cinema because it was the baby shower. Because I'm going to be a granddad. As I said at the end of last week's video, so which leads us on to Jackal says, because it's 51 days today, I've got the app on my phone. Jackal says, congratulations. Congratulations, Grandad. Mickey says, congratulations. Ken Warburton, great to hear your news, soon to become a granddad. Yeah, I look like I should have been one like years ago. I like Uncle Albert. All right, son, join the war. All right, son. And Cook Racing says, great news about your grandson. It sounds like you're going to be a top granddad. I'm going to try. I'll try and sort of add a bit of the crazy, you know, bring him round, sort of running around parks and stuff like that. I'll try and do, you know, get on bikes, do stuff we used to when we were kids, hopefully. I'll play Space Invaders with him as well. And by the way, before you say Space Invaders, it's all Space Invaders. It's all Space Invaders. Any game you're playing is Space Invaders. They just now use different size pixels. It's all Space Invaders. So that was all that one. Right, fuel prices. Now, White Van Man says, your fuel prices are uncompetitive. They sound a bit like 5p per litre too much. Might sound a lot, but 4% of your annual fuel bill is a lot of dough. I think part of the problem I've got is my fuel prices, by the time we get them on here, are out of date. As he said, my prices for the week, Key Fuels 107, Drive Car Fuels 107.11, 107.49, Watson's 108.48. That's interesting. Watson's come up a bit too down. And also, Amos Moore says, I'm thinking of getting a fuel card, getting hounded and pressured by UK Fuels. Don't fancy them. Can anyone recommend anyone decent, please? Watson seemed to come out pretty good. To the stage that I have rung them and I said, look, I've got this fly buzzing around my head. Lots of people say you're good and all this kind of stuff. I spoke to the guy, Jack. I think I'm getting a Watson's card as well now. Now, I've got, who have I got? I've got UK Fuels, got three cards with them, the BP, the Shell and the UK Fuels card. I've also got a fuel card, a UK Fuels card with Express Fuels, and I've got a and a Shell card with them, and I've got a BP card with the fuel card services, who are now Motiva, and I've got Watson's coming. But what I think I'm going to do, because as I said earlier, because they're out of date. So welcome to a new regular feature of the show, which I have entitled you want to hear that again? So video's going out, a regular video called Thwfp. Now Thwfp stands for this week's fuel prices. And what I intend to do a video on a Monday morning, because a lot I'm recording this now. And it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. And over the space of the rest of the day, I will get emails. I also get emails from Fleet Max. I used to have Fleet Max. And then when I started at the beginning, I couldn't keep up with the bills because things went wrong with the lorry. And, you know, 60 days before you get paid. Please don't reverse into my truck. No, that's all right. He's got a camera on that. He knows what he's doing. So I can get four or five fresh prices. I get Watson's to email me. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, if you can add your prices for the coming week before Monday, I will add them to my prices, and then on Monday morning, I'm going to chuck out a video. Because then, when you're thinking, right, okay, it's Monday, Tuesday, I've got to fill up, and it's going to be short. Yeah, I might do it as a short. I might spin the phone around. I'm not quite sure. But that way, you can go, right, I've got to fill up. Who's paying what? And also, we might have a little competition at the end, which is, I'll give you all, because a lot, some of these prices are fixed prices. There's a video coming up about this, actually. Some are fixed, some are on a ratchet. And anyone on a ratchet will go, who's got the lowest and who's got the highest on the ratchet? We'll see. It will evolve or it won't. It will work or it won't. Worst case scenario, I just want to bang out a 30-second, 1-minute video going, right, this week, Watson's are this, Motiva is this, Fleetmax is this, and you go boom, 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 boom. And the other complicated thing is when they send the emails through, you might be able to help me with this one for the wise guys. They go, well, this is core, and this is non-core, and this is bunker, and this is diesel, and this is the Shell diesel, and this is the BP diesel. And I'm like, well, where do I go with this? So I'm going to have to learn to decipher it a little bit. You might be able to help me with that one. But it may evolve. It will work or it won't. We'll see. But so looking forward to Monday's video of Thwfp. You get a t-shirt printed. Thwfp. There'll be some word, but you know, I'm thinking of another four-letter word beginning with TW, but it's not Thwfp. Anyhow, so that's where we're at with that one. So this week's main video was on flasks. I've got one going on here. But there's one going, you would have seen the one that's going out yesterday. This is the new flask, this is the brew. The only thing I don't like about it, I've had this a little while now. Do love it. It's brilliant. It works. It's the right thing. It's got a little flat bit there, which makes it ergonomic. What I don't like, this bit on the top is plastic. This is dishwasher safe. This bit isn't. You see, like already we've got a little tiny line. Now that's nothing really, but I had them long. And this that means that I have to put that bit in the bowl, whereas that goes in the dishwasher. And that's, I wish the whole thing was dishwasher safe. Other than that, they're brilliant. I love them. Very good. Solo Nick says, he says, cold coffee, frappe, cold tea like a Cornish miner. Normally pretty much. So they're normally lukewarm by the time I've finished the last dregs of the second one. So green for tea, blue for coffee. There we go.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The coffee. Well, if that'll get picked up by Google. Godzilla says, he said, I was praying this would result in a tartan coloured flask with a plastic cap on it. Always tasted correct out of the wet grenade you can carry around. I don't know what that means. No sense. But good to speak to you, God. There you go, mate. Lee, mate, I'm actually ringing him. I spoke to him for ages. He said, I've been using a stainless steel Contigo Lux auto seal travel mug for the last 4 years and it hasn't gone rusty. I only put fresh ground coffee in it. I've also fallen over many times and it hasn't leaked once. I don't know if that was rust on the Yeti or whether it was like just got stained over time, because they do seem to stain. The thing is, it just proved to be I was trying to make it fit a square peg in a round hole. It was too big, and it, as a result of which, you'd end up drinking too much. It means I got a toilet too much, and I had a special bag to carry in. These ones are just the right amount. They fit in the front of me leather bag. I'm good to go. So Hong Kong Fooey says, my Satbucks flask not rusty in the years I've been using it. Another good one there, potentially. CB Logistics says 13 fluid ounces. That's 15 pints. That's a big flask. Once again, that'll probably go on next week's. No, this week's, last week's mistakes. No, I can go on this week's, last week's mistakes. So there we go. Right, the wise guys this week. Ian Whiteley says, this is, hi Pete, great job on the repair. Oh, now this is, I've done a repair on the curtains. He said, don't suppose you can remember the company in Grimsby you bought a repair tape from, do you, please? Like the idea of having heat and glue stick up. Cheers, Ian. I haven't bought another heat gun because I've got to do mine. I normally borrow Ian's because it's a 24 volt, but you don't need a 24 volt. A 12 volt heat gun used for stripping paint is enough. And I've got a few minor tears and I've got some spare curtain. I'll have to sort of heat that one up. But I can't remember the company in Grimsby I bought the curtain fabric from. So if anybody knows, can you let us know? And I shall pass that one on to Ian Whiteley. Brilliant. Which brings us to this week's miscellaneous. Nightstorm says, he said, we're on vans. Oh, yeah, right. The problem with most vans now is they have wet belts. Why would you put a timing belt in boiling hot liquid and underload is beyond me. Renault and Mercedes say they're the best invention since the hat. In that case, if they're so excellent, how come Renault and Mercedes haven't put them in their truck engines? I don't like wet belts. I don't like the sound of it. I was going to do a video on wet belts, but the thing is, I kind of realised I know nothing about them. I'm not a mechanic. I started looking at it, and I went, I'm going to be talking about something I know nothing about, which is probably the story of my life. But I try not to, so I thought, I'm just going to leave that one to the people that know what they're talking about, and so I swerved that video. Citroen Dispatch, Dina Casper says, the 1997 Citroen Dispatch, awesome van, none of this AdBlue rubbish, although he doesn't say rubbish. I think it just comes down to the individual, it comes down to vans. I always like to Sprinter. I always think Transits are workhorses. The VWs used to be good. The LT35s were brilliant back in the day. I don't know if they're as good as they used to be. And I think Renault are up and coming. We had a Renault when I was working at OH, and that was a good van. That was a good, tidy van. Worked well, comfortable to drive, took the load, was decent. Chris Stock says, he says, you're right, but this is to do with the formula on taking money on the CX, another video which I've got to record. You're right, no real formula in cost. Been doing this for 8 years on the HX and it changes day by day. You just don't get a gut for it after a while. You just go with what you can, you know. Julian says, very hard to make living on the exchange. If you're couriering in a van, hire and reward. It's, I used to do any van, but they charge 50%. This is shocking. 50% of any bid accepted as commission, and of course, no, you got nothing if there was a cancelled job. So you could get a job which would be worth 100 quid. You'd get 50% of it. You could drive an hour, get there, and realise, oh no, that's not going, mate. And you've just wasted your time. That sounds horrific to me. Gaming Goose says, great advice. This is to do with how much, if you're charging too much money, drop your price a little bit. Great advice. I now charge 2p a mile and the phone never stops ringing. Yeah, I'm bankrupt soon, but the phone's still ringing. Go back and watch the video again. At no point did I ever say drop your price to 2p a mile. I said, drop it a tiny bit. Drop it a little bit and then pick it up again and order it slowly. We're talking about a small margin at the top. Like, oh, I haven't got any work. Oh, I know, I'll charge. I'll tell them I'll do it for a tenner. I'll pay them a tenner a mile. That, you see, if you take any argument to an extreme, it becomes a fallacy. There you go. And Jekyll says, he says, all right, oh, this is in conclusion. Jekyll says, hello, Pete. We've got a lot of waiting time in the filming business here. So you're in the filming business, Jekyll. I've got a mate of mine who's an extra at the moment. He used to do edit the adverts for Channel 4, but I'm in a lot of work at the moment, so he's doing extra work. I've done a bit of media. Media's good. Media pays good money. If you're doing sort of like concerts, or if you're doing video walls and stuff like that, or you're doing sets, they know how to pay. They know how to charge. That's how they know how to pay. They've got big budgets. But a lot of it is hurry up and wait. Get there early, right. Okay, you're just going to sit there for 4 hours. And like, I want to get cracking. So anyhow, this week's Q&A, which hopefully will go out on a Sunday if I get my thing right. And in the meantime, I better cut this short because I should not be talking to you. I should be looking for another job, taking care and taking money.